Hello, it is day five, the final day of the Mindset Reset Challenge. I am Kaylin Asher, your clarity coach for this process, and I am here with the final tool for your Mindset Reset Toolbox. Today, we are going to have a rampage of appreciation. But first, if you haven't yet moved through the previous days of the challenge, be sure to do that before you listen to the rest of this teaching. As I've mentioned before, each day builds upon the last, so it's really important to lay the groundwork before moving through this final teaching. Then come on back and we'll continue. Okay, so yesterday I challenged you to imagine how you would move through your day and conduct yourself and run your business if you were already super successful. And you not only journaled about it, but you actually went out and put it into practice, which is totally awesome. I am so proud of you for doing that. And I loved reading about how you acted as if in the Facebook group thread. So before we dive into today's teaching, I want to first congratulate you for all the amazing work you did this week. Resetting your mindset is not a small task. Believe me, I know that. But you committed to it, and I have no doubt you will continue to see improvements as you work through the mindset reset practices and practice them with some consistency. So above and beyond that, I want to remind you that I am here for you in this entrepreneurial journey that you're on. You can find me in the Clarity Crew Facebook group. Stay in touch with me and let me know how this process is going for you. I really want to see you achieve the business clarity you need for true and lasting success. And having your mindset in alignment is a huge piece of that. Okay, so today's tool is a simple one, but one of the most profound. I want you to make a list, the longer the better, of all the ways you are already living your dream life and running your dream business. So if this sounds a little funny because thinking, I wouldn't be feeling this way, I wouldn't be having these mindset blocks if I was doing that, I want you to step back and just reconsider, because there are probably so many ways that your life is already really, really great. And when we start from that place of appreciation, things just keep getting better and better. So here are some thoughts to get you going. Maybe you already live in a great city that you absolutely love, or maybe you have an amazing partner who really supports you, or maybe you're lucky to have a bunch of business best friends who really believe in you and what you're building. Maybe you're working with some clients who you really adore and who really adore you. Maybe you're planning an amazing vacation that you totally deserve and are really excited about, or maybe your new website is launching soon. Maybe you love the fact that you can set your own schedule and you have the freedom to design your workday. Maybe you love that you get to be creative every day and build things that are totally new, and that you get the privilege of turning your ideas into a reality. Write down anything and everything that comes to mind that brings you a genuine smile and an authentic sense of appreciation. When we live in a place of appreciation, feeling really, really thankful for where we are and what we have right here and right now, we train our mindset to be in a state of abundance and possibility. When we express appreciation for all of the opportunities we have, the clients we have, the tools we have, the teachings we have, and for the ability to do the work we love, we're highlighting the positive. We're focusing on feeling good right now and therefore drawing more good to us. When we appreciate the successes we have right now, however small they may feel at the moment, when you appreciate the money you have right now, the business you have right now, and when we celebrate the wins, no matter how small they may be, we're sending out a signal that we are committed to this path. We're committed to this entrepreneurial journey, and we're thankful for what it's bringing us, and therefore ready for more, for bigger, and for better. So take out your journal and start writing what you really and truly appreciate about your life and your business right now. Write down everything that comes to mind. Nothing is too small and nothing is too insignificant. When we appreciate our lives right now, it brings us into the present and makes us more mindful. And it also aligns our mindset with positivity and allows more good to flow into our lives. And honestly, it just feels a heck of a lot better to focus on what's working and what's good rather than what's not working or feeling bad for us. Simply put, feeling appreciative for your life and your business right here and now is just a better and more enjoyable way to live your life. And the whole point of building this business is to have an enjoyable life. And so this is a huge piece of that. So after you've completed today's task, I want you to share three things that you really love and appreciate in the Facebook group in today's comment thread. I am so excited to read about the good things that are happening for you right now. So before we close for today, our final day of the Mindset Reset Challenge, I want to say how very proud I am of you for committing to this entire process. This work is not easy, I know that, but it can make all the difference for you as you seek to expand your business and move it beyond what it is right now. And I wish you much success. I know it is possible for you. And of course, I also wish you business clarity. And I should mention, if you're interested in hearing more about how to capitalize on the momentum that you've built this week and really harness the power of your mindset to build a super successful business that feels so very you and so very authentic, I'm going to be popping by your inbox later today with some more information about a really exciting opportunity that I have on the horizon for you.